are you?
Oh, I'm chugging along nicely. It's a beautiful Saturday. So I would love to know all about what's revving the engines out at Nick Carroll's transport depot this morning.
Well, Jessica, firstly, can I thank you for bringing the wonderful world of recreation, veteran and vintage cars to your listeners. And the sound you would have heard if you were in the Coolum Industrial Estate this morning would have been our 1955 Daimler Ferret Armoured Scout car running around.
So I don't know much about them, but you have sent me some information. So the Dingo Scout car originally used in World War II, but this one is sort of the next model up?
Correct, yes. It followed on, and 265 of those were used in the Australian Armed Forces. We have one here which is registered and running on the road and in great condition. It makes a bit of noise with its Rolls-Royce six-cylinder engine, but it's a real eye-catcher.
I've seen a photo, and it's a sight to behold. I think it's amazing. But it's also part of Cars and Coffees, which is going to the German Bakehouse. I believe you might be able to see quite a lot of vintage and veteran cars around. 80, is that right?
80 to up to 120, depending on the weather, and today it's perfect. Our prayers have been answered, and I reckon there'll be 200 people in the streets here in the western side of the industrial estate. Sunshine Coast Cars and Coffee began about 2.5 years ago, and it's been a wonderful social event on the coast. The first Saturday morning each month from about 7 a.m. till 10 a.m.
Fantastic. You have such an interest in cars. How did it all begin?
I have a recollection of when I was 3 years old, 67 years ago, when Dad had an Austin 8, and I loved that little convertible car. I got carried away and I ended up with 7 of them. We've cut back to 4 now, but that started a real interest in vintage and veteran cars, and now we've gone to the other end of the price range, and we prefer, for general driving, Rolls-Royces and Bentleys, but we have in the collection here and on display a great range of vehicles from about 1927 through to 2007.
Fantastic. So if someone's listening and they say, you know what, I really want to come down and see the sights, where should they head and about what time?
To Lysart Street at the western edge of the Coolum Industrial Estate between 7 a.m. and 10 a.m. on the first Saturday of the month. Although I think in next month, January, it'll be on the second Saturday. People usually have other things to do on New Year's Day.
That's fair enough. And where do these cars come from? Are they all based on the Sunshine Coast, or do they come a bit further afield?
Well, the cars are brought out of cupboards, mainly from the Sunshine Coast, but as far afield as northern New South Wales in normal times. From as far north as Harvey Bay, Bundaberg, and the visitors who may not bring their cars come from interstate and overseas because it's a real landmark on the Sunshine Coast. And to us, the cars represent freedom and family outings, and it's just a delight to revel in that motoring heritage we see here each day. I've just come in from the Arthur McCar Park, and there's some magic cars there, beautifully restored early Holdens, late model Bentleys, early model Bentleys, Morgans, you name it, they're there along with the Scout car.
It sounds like it's definitely not one to miss. And where can we find you if you're not playing with your big toys?
Generally, I run a law practice, upstairs from the car collection. I'm one of the trustees of the Sir Henry Royce Foundation, which is a charity set up to encourage young people toward engineering excellence. So we enjoy having group tours here, students, uni students and so on, just to encourage them to follow the sort of work ethic and pursuit of excellence that Sir Henry Royce demonstrated. You know, that man's last gift to the free world was to design the Merlin engine, which I think saved the free world.
Well, there you go. I'm learning new things every day. Well, Frank, it has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for letting us know all about cars and coffee and what's happening at the Coolum Industrial Estate today. You have a great Saturday.
Thanks again, Jessica. Bye now.
Bye. Frank,